Americans' confidence in the news is now at an all-time low. For in a June 1st Gallup poll, only 23% said they trust in what the mainstream media has been spinning out. Faith in the news reached its peak in 1993, when viewer confidence was at 46%. It's been sliding downward ever since. What's tendered as news and even cultural norms is proffered in a tightly controlled venue, which George Orwell called the Ministry of Truth, which holds the means to mold the minds of the masses. And this power is in the hands of a few. Nah, they're not prostitutes, as Gerald Celente would have us believe. And they're not corporate elitists, as Alex Jones puts it. They're Jews. And I'm going to tell you just who. CBS is owned by Murray Rothstein. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone to pass himself off as a blue-blooded Gentile. NBC is owned by Brian Roberts, who with his sitcom, The New Normal, is corrupting the morals of our youth and annihilating the core of a stable, responsible society, the traditional family.
Hi, everybody. I would like you to meet Brian. He is my life partner, my fiancé, in fact. We're getting married, and we're having a baby boy soon. Just two men in love.
ABC is owned by Sidney Bass, with Robert Iger as CEO, successor to Michael Eisner. CNN, along with Time and People magazine, all under the umbrella of Time Warner, is primarily owned by Israeli multimillionaire Aviv Novo, who hired a public relations company to shield him from public exposure. CNN's CEO is Jeff Zucker, former CEO of NBC. Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch, born to Jewish mother Elizabeth Green, making him by Talmudic law a Jew. In the print media, Murdoch also owns the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. Newsweek is owned by Jane Harman and Barry Diller. Harman's Newsweek is pushing that Jewish orchestrated red line, over which even more American Gentile soldiers will spill their blood for the Jews in Syria and Iran.
Former Secretary Baker said, if sanctions fail, and in fact Iran is about to get a nuclear weapon, then you had to take it out. That seems to be the opinion of the president as well.
The president essentially said that. He said, we're not in favor of containment.
Right.
And he basically said at AIPAC, I was there a few months ago, that he has a red line.
The Washington Post is owned by the Meyer Graham family, with Donald Graham as chairman. Dave Goldberg is CEO, and Barry Diller is senior executive. And the New York Times, America's foremost print media, is owned by the Sulzberger family, with Arthur Sulzberger Jr. as chairman of the board. Even now, the Times is repeating the weapons of mass destruction lie to get us into yet another war for the Jews in Syria. You see, the only news you're going to get is what the Jews deem fit to print. And even what they don't print is also what you get. We had a chance to turn our country around by putting Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul in the White House. But the Jews smeared Buchanan in 1996 and ignored Ron Paul in 2012. We ended up instead with an incompetent Madison Avenue gimmick, Barack Hussein Obama, who's putting us on a slippery slope to cultural, economic, and international ruin. Money and media decides domestic and foreign policy. We know who's got the money. The Jews got the media too.